Celebrations in Mexico's most populous state after the candidate for governor from the Morena party seized victory on Sunday. It's a historic moment as this region of Mexico has been governed by a single party for almost a century.
This is a victory for all, for every citizen from the state of Mexico. It has been 100 years of corruption and abandonment, but time changes, people organized and won.
Delfina Gómez not only made history by becoming Mexico State's first female governor, but many believe her victory represents a death blow for the Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, which ruled over the entire country uninterrupted from 1929 to 2000. Famously referred to as the perfect dictatorship, for many, the PRI has become synonymous with abuse. After Sunday's election, the PRI has become the political party with the most losses in the last three election cycles, and been relegated to the fourth most powerful political party in Mexico.
The PRI is losing ground very fast, and actually I would say it's at risk of becoming irrelevant or disappearing in the near future.
Political analysts view the state of Mexico as a miniature representation of the entire country. The region holds significant economic importance, yet it also faces some of the nation's most pressing issues, like inequality, violence, and corruption.
I've lived with a corrupt government, so I don't want the next generation, like my grandchildren, to go through that.
Elections in the state of Mexico came just 1 year before the 2024 presidential elections. This latest electoral victory is giving many the sense that Morena, the party founded by Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, will be an unstoppable force in the upcoming presidential elections. Despite not even existing a decade ago, Morena has risen to become Mexico's predominant political party.
Since 2018, Morena has won elections in 21 out of Mexico's 32 states. It's a trend that's come to represent the ultimate blow to Mexico's former rulers, sealing their fate indefinitely. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera, Mexico City.